Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome all of you to this Mass, very specially those that are visiting us from out of town, people from Lubbock, from Taft, other cities. For those of you who are watching this television, this Mass via your televisions, those in our hospitals, those that are bedbound, welcome all of you to this Mass. We began this celebration always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Thus says the Lord, you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God, and they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scroll, behold, I have come to do your will, O God." First he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
It gives me great joy to be here this morning and to share with you some thoughts about why we should be rejoicing, why I feel this joy. Because we are hours away from the birth of our Savior. Our God the Father loves you, loves me so much that he sent his son into the world, the Word made flesh. And a young lady by the name of Mary said yes. Oh, that yes. So important. That yes changed history. And my brothers and sisters, we can also, just like Mary, say yes. Sí, Señor. Yes, Lord. And Mary, that young lady, about 14 or 15 years old, went in haste to travel 6 miles to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was old, and yet she was a child, and most likely she was scared. But when Mary greeted her, when Mary brought Jesus to the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, when Mary brought joy, the infant in her womb leaped with joy, and she rejoiced. You know, yesterday evening, I was invited to celebrate the liturgy to a group of families. There were just about 5 of them with their families. There were about 15 adults. And they were having a retreat before Christmas. They'd been there since Friday evening, all day Saturday, and finish today like around 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And there we were around the altar, all of us, celebrating the presence of the gift that is Jesus, our Savior. And as I was sitting there when they were doing the readings, I was contemplating what the rest of the world was doing. Most likely they were at shopping centers, stores, busy, so busy, getting gifts. But the greatest gift, it's the gift of Jesus, the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. My brothers and sisters, we're hours away, but it is not late to open our hearts at this very moment, to open our hearts to receive this gift. May our hearts be little Bethlehems. To receive the gift. The gift that gives peace, says the prophet Micah in the first reading. There's nothing else that can bring us peace. It is only Him. That's where our Father sent Him. Into the world that was darkness. A world that is hurting. A world that is confused. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us to fill us with His presence. Peace. It is not late. He wants to be this gift in our hearts. He wants to be
one with us. Emmanuel. That's why our Blessed Mother, 6 miles she journeyed, to bring peace, Emmanuel, to a house. You can imagine what Zechariah and Elizabeth were going to. For years, they could not have a child. And then, God says, it is time. I need John the Baptist. And the Prince of Peace, Jesus, through our Blessed Mother. That's what she's so wonderful. She's the one that said yes, so that we could be saved, so that we could see, so that we can be at peace. My friends, it's not the gifts under the tree. No, it's Jesus. It's not late. It's not late. Remember, He wants to be with us. That's why it's Emmanuel. God with us. He wants to be in your heart. Open up your heart. Open up the heart to receive Him.
Let us stand to profess our faith in this God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We have been created in the image of God, and so we dare to call upon our Creator with our needs and the needs of those around us.
For the Church, that we may share God's abundant blessings with those whom the world overlooks, and in doing so, be a sign of God's love for the least among us, we pray to the Lord. For those who will be visiting relatives over the holidays, that like Mary and Elizabeth, they may find joy in each other's company and return home safely, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
for school children beginning their holiday break, and for their parents, that the Lord may bless them during this special time, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who are facing a difficult Christmas, that they may be comforted, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Tony Science, Nathaniel Garcia, Mary Alice Meir, Yolanda Perez, Katie Marsh, and Juan M. Guajardo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Generous God, you bless Mary and Elizabeth, who trusted in you and answered your call. Bless us, your faithful people, as we lift up our voices to heaven with these prayers. Grant them in the name of your Son, whose coming we await. Christ our Lord. And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify this gift laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exalted in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and enter willing to his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. And remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thanks. And a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Just a couple of announcements. Join us to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, at the Christmas Vigil Mass at 5:30 p.m., and that's tomorrow, Monday. Then at 12 midnight, we'll have Christmas Midnight Mass celebrated by our bishop. And then Christmas Day will be at 10 o'clock Mass. So three celebrations, 5:30, 12 midnight, Christmas Day. The parish office will be closed on Monday, December the 24th, through Wednesday, December the 26th, for the Christmas holidays. These announcements are also in your bulletins, so please take your bulletins with you. There will be the caroling also before the midnight Mass for an hour. Welcome to join us. Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, Almighty God, that as the feast day of our salvation draws ever nearer, so may we press forward all more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.